Martina Formanová, the wife of the famous Czech director Miloš Forman, was recently in Prague to launch an audio version of her novel called Případ Pavlína or Pavlína Case. The book, which was released a few years ago, tells the story of the Czech-born 1980s supermodel Pavlína Pořízková and her family's dramatic escape from communist Czechoslovakia. I caught up with Martina Formanová during her recent visit to Prague, and I first asked her to tell me more about the story.
Pavlina's parents emigrated 3 days after the occupation of Czechoslovakia in 1968, and they have decided to leave without their daughter. So most of the book, it's actually their attempt to get Pavlina out of Czechoslovakia. They left 3 days after the occupation on a motorcycle. They went through Austrian border, which happened to be semi-open at the time, and they actually haven't been even sure that they're going to make it through the border. So that was one of the reasons why they didn't bring their daughter along. But once they came to the Austrian side, they've been told that they are political refugees and they cannot go back to Czechoslovakia. So they just filed some paperwork to get their daughter and thought it's going to take, you know, a week, 2 weeks, maybe a month. But nothing was happening. They moved to Sweden, that was their new country, and they kept trying to get their daughter. I must say this was not the only case of parents who left their children behind. It was more than 300 cases, and the communist regime tried not to make it example of releasing those children to their parents, because that would be kind of easy way for families to emigrate. So when parents went abroad, they kept the children here to make sure that the people return.
So how did the parents eventually reunite with their daughter?
Well, it was a little more complicated because as Paulina's mother and father got really impatient, they decided to protest in front of the Czechoslovak consulate in Sweden, in Stockholm, and they went on hunger strike, but again, nothing happened. And then some two young guys with access to a private plane, they came to the parents and they said, we are willing to go to Czechoslovakia and kidnap Paulina and bring her here. So they decided to go along with it. So the mother actually ended up flying with those pilots in disguise.
And I believe she was also pregnant at that time.
And she was, yeah, and she was 5 or 6 months pregnant with their second child. But actually what they didn't know, that the secret police was actually very closely observing the house where Paulina lived. So they ended up stopping them and throwing them in prison. But of course, what happened was even more media frenzy, because suddenly this mother who was pregnant with her second child trying to see her daughter, it's being thrown into jail. So that was kind of unsustainable for a longer period of time. So I think she was in prison for like 3 weeks and then she was released. But she had like police following everywhere. And it was really amazing, like what could happen to one family with one bad decision. Definitely for the sake of the family, it had rather bad, you know, consequences.
Mm. How did you actually get the idea to write about Pavlina Pořízková's life and her parents? Did you know her from the United States where she lives?
Yeah, we met in New York. I'm trying to think when we met for the first time. But anyway, because we are similar age and we both have two sons similar age and both have older husbands who have their, you know, own artistic career. So we had, I must say, quite a lot in common. And besides everything else, Paulina also wrote a book, actually in English, Model Summer. It was a very good book about modeling, surprisingly. So we became quite instant friends, I must say. And as we were talking about our childhoods, I just became more and more fascinated with this story. And of course, I skipped many other details which were kind of, you know, striking. So at some point we met for lunch and I said, well, you know, I have a question, feel free to say no, but would you mind if I write your story? And she was like, well, it's yours. I lived it. I definitely don't want to go through it, you know, by writing it. But I don't know enough about everything what happened. And I think it would be easier if you contact my mother. So after that, after I got more information and got in touch with Paulina's father, I also came to Prague and I went to the archives of the secret police. And I spent quite a lot of time because there were all the interrogations accusations of Paulina's mother, of the two Swedish pilots, who actually spent, I must say, both over 2 years in prison. So their release hasn't been quite so fast. And I can't even imagine how that must have been for them. So anyway, I really got like so many details of that story.
When you approached Pavlina's parents, did they immediately agree to tell you about their lives?
Well, I think it was on both sides. Like, there was some hesitation. I met first the mom, and I think we liked each other. Like, I think she felt comfortable, and I also told them that what I would like to do as I start to write that, I'll keep sending them the pages I have, and I want them to feel comfortable that I'm telling their story properly. And then I started to communicate with Paulina's father, and actually, to be honest, I think for him it was more my husband, you know, who kind of made it sound like it must be okay, like if he married Martina, so you never know what's going to help you.
And what was it like going through the archives of the secret police? Have you discovered something that was surprising even for the parents, something they didn't know about at that time?
Many things, I must say. It was actually really unbelievable, because as I was putting the story together from so many sources, I think all of them found that things they had no idea that happened or how happened. And I think the biggest compliment Paulina gave me when she read the book, she was like, so many of my questions has been answered, started with the relationship of her parents, because they split, I must say, shortly after finally Paulina and her mother and the son who has been born in Czechoslovakia, after they were released and they moved to Sweden. Ironically, the family which fought so hard to get together fall apart as they finally succeeded.
Are you thinking of doing a follow-up? Because this book obviously focused more on Pavlina's parents, but you could focus another book just on her story. Mm. So have you been thinking about it? Have you discussed it with her?
Do that, but first of all, Paulina is a very, very private person, and she wouldn't like to do that. And if she would have any thoughts about it, I'm sure she would write it herself. So unfortunately, I'm out of it one way or the other.
You came to the Czech Republic to launch your new book of short stories called Nad Jelo. Can you tell me a little bit more about the book?
Well, I must say, like, Paulina's story was for me, I can't even tell you like how I projected myself into it on so many levels. You know, there was also the political part and all of that. And when I finished, and I also wrote a screenplay, which is now with some Danish producers, so hopefully something comes out of it too. But when I finished, I simply didn't get that, you know, feeling about new project, like this is the story I want to now focus on. But I had a lot of, you know, ideas what could be interesting, like when it came to characters, when it came to situations, and I thought like, oh, this would be nice to explore, that would be nice to try. And then I decided to write short stories where I had the chance to explore all those different characters and different situations. So I had a lot of fun writing it, I must say, because it gave me a lot of freedom to dip into different kind of lives. And I hope the readers will have fun reading it.
When you're writing books, do you actually discuss them with your husband? Does he serve as a sort of advisor for you?
I wouldn't say that I discuss it, actually, because it's more like I have to be convinced. And if I'm convinced that's what I want to do, then he's the first one who will tell me, like, okay, go sit down and write it, you know, if you are excited about it. But I definitely tell him what I'm working on, and he reads it. But I must say, he's a very kind critic to me, and he likes my sense of humor, I would say. And I just think he likes me, so he's very, very kind to me and gentle when it comes to criticism.
You said you divide your life between New York and Connecticut. So where do you spend most time these days?
I mean, originally we lived in New York and used to come for the weekends to Connecticut. And then when the boys were starting school, we had to decide if it's going to be in Manhattan or in Connecticut. And it's just the two boys, it seemed much easier to be out in the country in big house than in apartment, which, you know, it's big too. But my husband smokes cigars, so we decided to Stardom School in Connecticut. They already finished high school. So sometimes we go to New York for weekends, but my husband loves the country so much. And meanwhile, like, we got 3 dogs and 4 cats. And, you know, it's just like life really, it's now more Connecticut. And I would say the apartment, it's now more of use for our sons who are exploring the city life.